Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
In the headlines, swimmers raise £25,000 for Ireland charity.
People, I think people appreciate that what all these swimmers have done is something really special.
First Year 6 student sets sail with UKSA.
They said we're going to be like making rafts and racing, and I just can't wait to like start to make them.
And Hospice Care Week gets underway.
During Hospice Care Week, we're looking to raise a profile of palliative care.
These stories and more coming up in the programme.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Good afternoon and welcome to the programme. 21 swimmers raised more than £25,000 for the Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust by swimming the Solent yesterday. The 2.5 nautical mile Solent Swim Challenge from Stokes Bay to Ryde Sands was supported by over 60 volunteers, including 21 kayakers and 9 support vessels. The Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust teamed up with Gosport-based endurance swimmer Anna Wardley to organise the event to raise vital funds for the East Cowes-based charity. Before they set off, Anna told us how important charity is to the people taking part.
For the swimmers, everyone's got their own personal reasons. Some people have had family members that have been affected by cancer, whether it's their own families or friends' families. And I think they just all appreciate it. It's a great charity that gives young people that have cancer or have had cancer the opportunity to go on sailing trips. And the amount they've raised now is enough to send 48 young people on a sailing trip. So that's just fantastic.
Anna also spoke to us after the swim and said they were lucky to have the right weather conditions.
Looking at the weather today, we were extremely lucky with the weather window yesterday. We were watching the forecast so closely and it was touch and go, but we got perfect conditions and all 21 swimmers got across successfully.
Organiser Anna Wardley.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
The first set of Year 6 students on the island are taking part in UKSA's sailing initiative in Cowes today. John Weeks reports.
It's the first day of sailing for Ireland Year 6 students at the UKSA today after their impressive fundraising feat. The charity, which introduces young people to sailing to help boost their confidence, has begun the initiative after raising £35,000 during Cowes Week. UKSA plans to offer sailing classes for every Year 6 student on the Isle of Wight in a bid to gain them confidence and try something new. Richard Thornton, who's the chief executive of the charity, says it's an important initiative.
For us, it was just an incredible Cowes Week. We're very grateful to Aberdeen Asset Management for having us as the official charity through Cowes Week. For us, we raised enough money through that week to get every Year 6 pupil from the Isle of Wight out on the water sailing. Today's the first day of that, so we've got Cowes Primary School in today. We've also got Helena Lucas, the Paralympic gold medalist with us, who's going to go out on the water with the groups as well. So a really, really special day for us. This is a really important initiative for us. It's about making sure that we can work with all the young people on the island through over a number of years to get them out on the water and give them the first experience of sailing. Year 6 is a really important year. It's a final year in primary school, so 10, 11-year-olds. They're about to make a change in their lives at the end of this year. They move into secondary school. It's a time when actually that kind of confidence and motivation is at its most important. We can all kind of remember that period, if some of us are a little bit longer than others. But it's a really important time. But also, there is a whole swathe of people on the island, and we are surrounded by water, who don't get a chance to get out on it. For me, sailing's a really accessible sport.
Helen Lucas, who's a gold medalist Paralympian, is an ambassador for UKSA, and she's been taking part in today's activities with the students. Helena only arrived in the UK yesterday after travelling over from Toronto in Canada, where she won a bronze medal in a 2.4 Open World Championships. Helena says it's great to be part of the UKSA.
I just think it's an absolutely amazing charity, and you know what they're trying to achieve and do for young people on the island, but also young people in the whole country. It's just absolutely amazing, and I just found it really inspirational, and wanted to be part of it, and if I could help in any way, and you know, help inspire obviously the young kids from all the schools on the island, but also the stuff that they do for the young offenders as well. I just think it's such a worthwhile charity and cause. I literally landed yesterday, sort of about lunchtime, from Toronto in Canada. It was a 2.4 Open World Championships, and got bronze medal, so pretty happy with that. So I think this is probably the perfect jet lag cure. Get up early, get out in the rain, entertain a bunch of kids. I'll probably crash and burn this afternoon, but really looking forward to it.
Cowes primary students Charlotte Despard and Gabrielle Sellier are getting involved today, and they were excited at the prospect of getting in the water and learning about sailing.
They said we're going to be like making rafts and racing, and I just can't wait to like start to make them and like see if they actually work.
I'm just like having fun to get onto the water and just like do some games and just like have fun.
I like sailing and like boating, and so when the letter came out from school saying that we're going sailing at the UKSA, I was really excited.
Same. I was really looking forward to it, and it said we were going to do like loads of fun things, and there's the whole year six classes. It sounded really fun.
The charity hoped to get every year six on the water over the next year. In national news, the family of Annie Dewani and the British businessman accused of killing her have wept in court as they were shown footage of the crime scene where she was murdered on her honeymoon. Shreyan Dewani is on trial for her murder in Cape Town, and he has pleaded not guilty to all the charges against him. David Bowden explains the developments in court so far.
Shreyan Dewani, through his lawyer, said he was bisexual, that he had had encounters with male prostitutes, and of course he was having testosterone therapy at the time he was with Annie.
David Bowden speaking from Cape Town.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
The family of a British tourist who's been jailed in Morocco for being gay says he's been condemned to a bleak and overcrowded prison and is forced to sleep on a concrete floor. Ray Cole from Deal in Kent was given a four-month sentence after being arrested for homosexual acts. His son, Adrian, says they were shocked to learn he was in prison whilst on holiday.
He is not the sort of person to walk down a street even holding hands, so he would not have been in a public place doing anything to impact on anyone's sensibilities, even in the United Kingdom. So we didn't have any concerns in our mind about him going to Morocco, because we knew that he's a very discreet person.
Back to local news, and strong winds in the Solent have been affecting Cross Solent ferry services this morning. Whitelink's Fastcat service has experienced delays, and the hovercraft service is currently suspended. We'll keep you up to date with the latest travel news as it comes in.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Elizabeth Hurley has described her anger at being unable to help one of her relatives who died from breast cancer. The actress says her grandmother discovered a lump but left it too late to get treatment, and the cancer spread. Now she campaigns for greater awareness of the disease, but says it was different in the 90s when her grandmother was too frightened to go to the doctor.
That was at a time before the pink ribbon, before the media spoke about breast cancer, before we spoke about breast cancer. I realised that that was sort of like the dark ages for a disease like this.
The island's Earl Mountbatten Hospice is marking Hospice Care Week, which gets underway today. It's a chance to highlight the work of the organisation and to highlight how much it needs to raise to continue caring for those in the last few weeks and months of their lives. Katie Radburn from the hospice team says it's not just about the work that goes on inside their Newport building.
During Hospice Care Week, we're looking to raise a profile of palliative care and also to raise awareness of the fact that the care is not only given by the team at the hospice in the JCC for the day services and on the inpatient unit, but we have a massive community team and a really great relationship with the palliative care team at the hospital, which means that we get to reach people in their own homes, in care homes, in all different situations, and also going out with, you know, the events that we're running and saying, you know, these are things that you might want to do to support the hospice and ensure that, you know, for following years to come, we have the money we need to run those services.
That was Katie Radburn from the hospice team.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
And finally, the third annual Queensgate Foundation Primary School Fun Run takes place this weekend. And this year, the number of runners has soared. Raising money for the school, it started as a small event that saw teachers and friends run from Arrowton to East Cowes. This year, there are two circular routes to choose from, 10 miles and 5 kilometres. Deputy Head Pete Tilling, who's taking on the longer route, says he'll have plenty of company.
I think we've gone from 13 the first year, 40 last year, and this year we're up to 70 runners at the moment. It's just a really good, fun thing to do, and it's a community thing for the school. It's brilliant.
On our news pages online, find out the new phone numbers for council leisure centres and comment on all our stories. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. Thanks for listening to the Isle of Wight Today. I'm Sarah Griffin.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.